There's a serious question facing every accountable being. Who is Jesus Christ? Dreamer, schemer, or the Son of God? Our eternal destiny depends on the right answer. Therefore, we need to examine Him carefully. Pilate did, and then spoke three words which suggest so much. In John 19 and verse 5, we find these words, "Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto him, Behold the man," which will be the title of the lesson this morning. We should behold the man earlier, before Jesus came to Pilate. See his spotless character and his sinless conduct. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Read Hebrews 4:15. Behold him as the man of power. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18 that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. His divine power was even over nature. The men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Reads Matthew 8 and verse 27. His power was over disease and spiritual forces also. The Bible says in Matthew 4 and verse 24 that his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Jesus has power over death. Luke 7, verses 11 through 15 reads, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier," or coffin, "and they that bare him," or bearers, "stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother." That's Luke 7, 11 through 15. We should behold the God-man. He is Lord, Creator, and Ruler, who laid aside his heavenly glory to put on human flesh. Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8 reads, "Who being in the form of God," that is, he had a spiritual body, "thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant," that is, a fleshly body, "and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." The God-man gave up his heavenly body for a physical body so that he could die for you and for me. But he did not relinquish his Godhead. God the Father said unto the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Reads Hebrews 1, verses 8 through 12. Jesus wasn't a helpless victim. We are told in John 18, verses 4 through 6, that Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, "Whom seek ye?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And soon then, as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. John 18, verses 4 through 6. In the old days, our Lord prophesied of himself, saying, I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Isaiah 50 and verse 6. In the flesh, our Lord said, my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father, Jesus said in John 10, verses 17 and 18. We need to acknowledge him not just as teacher and for his good deeds, but acknowledge him as the Son of God, the Creator, the Sustainer, and Judge, or die in our sins. Jesus said that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins, John 8 and verse 24. I suggest that that phrase, I am, takes us back to the scene of the burning bush in the Old Testament in Exodus 3, 13 and 14, when Moses asked God his name, and God said, I am that I am. Behold the man, his condition, in Pilate's presence. Look at him with blood-soaked garments, a beaten face, and a crown of thorns pressed on his brow. Notice with me the lengthy reading of John chapter 19, verses 1 through 11. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews, mocking him. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. That was John 19, verses 1 through 11. Pilate beheld him and saw truth. Jesus said to the Jews who were seeking to kill him, Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? The one who is of God hears the word of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God. John 8, verses 46 and 47. Pilate knew of his innocence and wished his release. But the Jews chose Caesar and rejected the Lord of all. The Bible reads in John 19, verses 12 through 16, From thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. That's John 19, verses 12 through 16. The Pharisees beheld him and lied without shame. The Jews deliberately closed their eyes to the works of Jesus. The Bible says many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which were not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name, reads John 20, verses 30 and 31. Sadly, the Jews stopped their ears to his truth. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Matthew 13 and verse 15. Each person today must look and draw some conclusion about the one so shamefully mistreated that day. Would we behold him as he really is? The Bible says in John 12, verses 20 and 21, that there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." So we should follow him and behold the man on Calvary's tree. Many do not recognize a suffering servant from prophecy. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah 53 and verse 3. Behold him as he spoke seven times, and hear him. He spoke the word of forgiveness in Luke 23 and verse 34. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus carried no resentment and had no desire for revenge. He spoke the word of promise in Luke 23, 42 and 43. The thief said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." As a side note, some today wish to be saved like the thief, but they cannot. For where a testament is, there must also a necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth, Hebrews 9, 16 and 17. Jesus spoke the word of concern for his mother in John 19, 26 and 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then saith he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home, which demonstrates that spiritual kin is more significant than fleshly ties. Jesus spoke the word of spiritual desolation in Matthew 27:46. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus was abandoned so we might not experience eternal hellfire. We may not fully understand, but we can be moved in awe, wonder, and love. Jesus spoke the word of physical agony in John 19, 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." This shows he died as a real human being in the flesh, the God-man. Jesus spoke the word of triumph in John 19 and verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Atonement made salvation possible. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2 and verse 9. His offering was of infinite value. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins, Hebrews 10 and verse 4. But the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, Hebrews 10 and verse 10. Jesus spoke the word of assurance in Luke 23 and verse 46. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the spirit. He didn't fight against death. He calmly bowed his head and gave himself up. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, Galatians 1 and verse 4. His conduct with darkness and signs made a profound impression. The Bible says in Mark 15 and verse 39, when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out, he gave up the spirit. He said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." Mark 15 and verse 39. How does this all affect us? Behold the man now with love and power to save us. Why did Jesus exchange heaven for hatred and suffering? John said to Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1 and verse 29. "For this he ascended, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts 2 and 21. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 14 says that we are called by the gospel. By inspiration, Peter told the Jews who crucified Jesus to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9 and verse 12. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, Hebrews 7 and verse 29. We should behold him who is king. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." John 18 and verse 37. His kingship didn't come with outward pomp and splendor, because Jesus said his kingdom is not of this world. "If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." John 18 and verse 36. The kingdom of Christ is spiritual and made up of submissive hearts. Pilate and the Pharisees beheld the man, then rejected him. What about us? Behold him as one who died for you and for me. It was prophesied in the days of old that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Be wise, do not make the same fatal mistake as Pilate and the Pharisees. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, "What will he do with me?" In conclusion, Jesus the Christ was 100% God and 100% human at the same time. His body was human flesh, but His spirit was eternal God. Jesus, a perfect man and eternal God, was beaten, humiliated, and killed in the flesh for my sins and yours, that we might escape slavery to sin and eternal damnation. He wants to be your Savior and mine. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come now, together we stand and say,
who at the door is standing, and patiently drawing near, entrance with him demanding, whose is the voice I hear, sweetly the tones are.
Thou wilt be my